What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We have open phone lines. In fact, the phone lines are all open. 512-248-8252. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about some of this transgender stuff. It has really reached the point of farce, okay, where you just cannot take it seriously any longer. Up in Derry, New Hampshire, there was a local beauty pageant that's part of the Miss America pageant structure, the pyramid that the women have to work their way up to the top. And this one is called the Miss Greater Derry Scholarship Program. And they had the usual assortment of, farmers' daughters up there doing what they do in beauty shows. And then all of a sudden, there was this 19-year-old Brian Nguyen, who is a transgender, and somehow he was declared the winner, okay? And, this is not good sportsmanship. It's a cheat to the women. And I got to be very honest, looking at this guy-girl-it thing, okay, it's ugly. Even for a guy, it's ugly. And I cannot understand why this individual was declared the winner other than they're pandering to the transgender crowd. Okay, I mean, it's that ridiculous. Okay, if you want to be a transgender and you want to enter a contest, be judged fairly. Don't just be handed the trophy because you're the transgender and that's the in thing right now. I feel so sorry for all those real biological women it's not easy being in a beauty pageant. It's a lot of work, okay? In fact, there's a movie called Miss Congeniality, Michael Caine, and I'm forgetting who played the female role. It's a very funny movie, but it does give a fairly accurate look into what these girls go through to be in a beauty pageant, and then to just sort of ignore that, throw it all away, and give the trophy over to this guy because he's transgender and we need to applaud that. Those girls on that stage were cheated. Period, end of discussion. And in taking the transgender nonsense even higher, you're not going to believe this one. I didn't. This is from womensystems.com. The city of San Francisco is offering a new monthly stimulus program of $1,200 a month for the next 18 months. The only catch is you have to be transgender to get the money. Okay? I mean, that's it. It's a program to pay transgenders $1,200 a month for 18 months. So I guess if you're destitute, you go up to San Francisco and say, I identify as the other one, and they're going to give you the money. It's absurd. It is really absurd. Now, the big, deep, dark secret of transgenderism they do not want you to know. 80% of transgender people who seek medical intervention eventually lose that desire to be the opposite gender, okay? So all these people who are encouraging, mutilating the kids' bodies and giving them these drugs under the guise of gender-affirming care, they are destroying their lives. They don't come back for that. Now there's new research showing that the damage done by these puberty-suppressing drugs, it never goes away. You know, you can't stop taking the pills and go back and have a normal developmental cycle. Once it's gone forever. And that's just really absurd. It's cruel anyway. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was telling him Ukraine and San Francisco, they're both she-holes.
Okay.
Well, now, Mike, first, we're going to talk about, did you talk about San Francisco yet, about the $1,200 a month for 18 months?
Just giving, this moment, while you were on hold.
Oh, get at it, yeah. How they're going to give that to transgender, low-income people. Mike,
yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, of course, I don't know if she is, because she's retiring now, right?
Well, that's what she says.
Can she, like, get that $1,200 a month?
I don't think she needs it. I mean, you know, she's a multimillionaire from all the corruption. But, you know, money junkies, they'll just grab whatever they can.
Isn't that, like, again, you look at this. I mean, decadent, decaying empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike, in what world does anybody do that? You know, this it boggles my mind, you know? Like,
yeah.
They can't find money for anything else. They got to find money. And isn't that bigoted and racist and sexist and whatever? Because you're catering to a... But what about the rest of the people?
It's discriminatory. That's the word that applies here.
But you know what, neoliberals, Mike, isn't it? It makes me sad. Did you ever talk about the Russian Paralympics, what they did to that?
No, I'm not really sure what you're referring to.
Well, they banned the Paralympics, so like you can be a Paralympic Russian, and if the neoliberals don't like you, you're going to be thrown into the trash heap like yesterday's wrapper from a Big Mac, a cheeseburger. That's it.
I have to be very, very honest. I have a little bit of a problem with these Special Olympics and so forth and so on, because, it's kind of putting these people on display, and it sort of reminds me about how in the 1800s, mental hospitals would allow the public to come on in for a fee and, you know, look at the insane people going through their symptoms as a fundraiser. And it seems like this is kind of the same thing. And it's not something I would ever go to.
Well, Mike, what I'm saying is they're so full of it. You know what I mean? Because they say they're for diversity and they all love everybody and we're all going to hold hands together. Unless you're Russian or you're a crippled Russian, right?
Or you're a white straight male. Get out of here.
I mean, they'll throw you in the garbage like I said, like yesterday's cheeseburger wrapper from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. They're just garbage, and it's like it's widespread. It's like they're a hate group. It's
yes,
a
they
cult.
Are.
It's a cult of haters. They just hate anybody that's not like them. If you agree with them. If you disagree with, if you agree with them 99.99%, but that 0.001, they'll throw you in the garbage like a rapper.
I mean, it's an all or nothing deal here. There's no room for dissent. You know, if you're with us, you believe the same things that we do. And, obviously, I'm going to make a lousy liberal.
So, Mike, I want to talk about, if I still have time, about the...
Go for it.
All right. The whole, again, Russia's running out of drones nonsense. Well, there's another 50 in the last, couple hours?
Yeah.
So there's the last couple hours. And, Mike, I don't know if I ever told you this. Russia can pump out 30 to 35 caliber cruise missiles per day before they can ramp up production.
Yeah.
Per day. So if
yes.
you add that up, 30 to 35 caliber cruise missiles, which... Nobody knows what stockpiles they had before the war started.
Yeah.
You know? It's a lot. Probably have, 2,000 reserve. I mean, they can go, a year. You know? And, I don't think Ukraine has that.
I don't know what the shelf life is on those weapons. I mean, most of these weapon systems, on the assumption they're going to be used quickly, they really don't last all that long. As one example, the Stinger missile... The shoulder-fired man-portable air defense system. I think if it's more than 9 years old, they recommend not firing it because the fuel, the solid rocket fuel in the actual missile, will develop cracks. And if you try and fire off that cracked rocket motor, you're going to fly a lot further than the rocket will.
Well, Mike, they all have battery packs in there. So the battery packs, you know, you only could charge them up a certain amount of time. They won't charge, you know. Mike, what happened to the...
Well, no, the battery on the Stinger is a separate item. They just pull them out of a box and they put them in under the handle and you twist to lock them in. So that's, you know, you can use
batteries. Yeah, but when's the last time
they
manufactured a battery pack for that?
Well, it's still a weapon that's in use, you know.
Well, how about, what about the, whatever happened to the Switchblade drone? That didn't do too well because that was GPS guided and they jammed them all.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much about that. I mean, the Russians are masters of electronic warfare. I mean, look what they did to the Donald Cook in the Black Sea some years ago. The Russians
Donald
actually
Cook.
Put out a commemorative coin about that. You know, they were look what we did.
All right, so finally I want to talk about, if I still got time, is the whole MH17, where we obviously knew, but the result was, they said, again, just like with Ukraine, it's a Russian-made missile.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Russian-made missile, yeah, that Ukraine had. And you know, Mike, that, remember that guy, Igor Kolomoski?
Yeah.
Kolomoski? You know, that's the guy who put Zelensky into that comedian role, right? He fundraises, also backs the Azov Battalion.
Yeah.
He has that private army, which is part, remnant, you know, the Azov Battalion, those guys.
Yeah.
They're the ones that shot down the plane. You know, that he had a boop. They had a boop. You know, like they matched the serial numbers on that boop from the rocket.
Yeah.
Matched the Ukrainian rocket because they weren't allowed to show that evidence. The manufacturer of the boop wasn't allowed to show, like, they didn't use that rocket anymore because they, you know, Russia's more modernized than Ukraine, so
yeah,
Ukraine was using an older model of
weaponry.
Rocket.
I'll tell you what I think happened to MH17. Basically, Vladimir Putin was flying back from South America. He'd been down there making some deals. And I have this photo, which is on whatreallyhappened.com, associated with one of these stories. And the Russian presidential aircraft looks very, very similar to the MH17 in terms of the color scheme, and they could have easily been mistaken one for the other. And I think the real goal was to shoot down Putin, and they locked onto the wrong target and had a friendly fire kill.
Mike, I kind of believe that at first, but then those planes have all those countermeasures, so I don't think. But there was that other rumor where there was a plane shadowing, because Ukraine was shadowing airline planes. Remember, there was that whole discussion about how the Ukrainian Air Force at the time was shadowing airline planes, and at a certain point they'd pull off of that shadowing. But it was definitely the Ukrainians that did that because, you know, if you look at what's going on now, like with the Polish border incident, all that, it's definitely shot down. The Ukrainians definitely shot down.
Well,
it's
a very common practice for pilots, military pilots, to basically fly directly underneath another aircraft, commercial aircraft, passenger, cargo, whatever, because if they don't have a transponder turn on, then their reflection on skin paint is easily confused for the commercial aircraft above them. Israel does that all the time, is they'll hide their aircraft underneath the commercial plane, and then when they get close to their target, they peel off and, carry out the attack.
But then again, Mike, George Bush never cared about shooting down the Iranian airline full of passengers, so they probably don't care about these passengers because, you know, American exceptionalism and all that, you know.
Well, you know, the USS Vincennes and that Iranian Airbus was a tragedy, but ultimately it turned out to be due to a software error because this was before the CEC facility was added. And the target tracking software on the Aegis system accidentally assigned the same target identifier to two different radar targets, and the computer tried to make sense of the two and came up with a phantom target that was flying toward them but had the characteristics of an F-14, and that's when they fired the missile.
But the Bushes are real men, so they can't apologize for
Mm-hmm.
What a piece of garbage these people are, right?
Yep.
Garbage. All right, Mike, have a good one.
All right, thanks a lot. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. Mike, what's on my mind today is I'm not going to talk no more immigration for a week with you, but I'm going to talk about the Democratic Party, and particularly I want to talk about Nancy Pelosi. And, Mike,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi's husband you notice they dropped this off the radar. You don't hear nothing about Pelosi, Paul Pelosi anymore. This has all been a lying scam by the media.
Yeah.
And I believe the guy was having a homosexual tryst with the illegal alien. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mike?
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. You know, when the Nancy's away, the Paul will play. And, Nancy tried, you know, just as Zelensky tried to exploit the missiles in Poland for his agenda, Nancy Pelosi tried to use the incident with Paul Pelosi and this other guy for her agenda, and she got caught. The story fell apart. And no, they're not going to talk about it. They've fired the guy at NBC who initially reported the story. And, it's now been Orwellized.
It's just unbelievable that the lying, conniving media is allowing this insanity. And, you know, all for 3 years we were hearing about Donald Trump and Russia, Russia, Russia. But now Paul Pelosi, he got hammered and the guy broke it. No, this was a homosexual love affair, I believe. It's like the guy, Ed Buck, and Adam Schiff was got $2 million. And this guy, Shifty Schiff, wants to be a United States senator in California now.
Yeah,
Schiff was getting money from Guy Buck. What filth these Democrats are putting out, Mike. It really is filthy. But another thing, Mike, and you know, I'm going to go to heavy water. I want to talk about the heavy water that Nazis tried to get. But before I go there, Mike, and I want to ask you about it because I really don't. I just saw something very interesting about heavy water.
Yeah,
in Norway, I thought it was really amazing, and they couldn't have detonated the bomb without it. And Mike, what is it? What is it? Before I go to back to what I want to about the Democrats. What does heavy water do? What is it? What's the trigger on it? What is the mechanism?
Okay, well, so heavy water. Okay, basically, it comes down to the hydrogen, and normal hydrogen or protium is the single proton, single electron configuration, and then there are isotopes of hydrogen called deuterium and tritium. And tritium is a radioactive emitter. It emits beta rays, and it's used in very expensive self-illuminated gun sights and dials and things like that. But what the whole point of the deuterium and tritium is, they are much easier to fuse than simple hydrogen. And so all heavy water is it's water, H2O, using the heavier form of hydrogen from which you can then make the material that surrounds the fission core of a multi-stage thermonuclear weapon.
Okay, cool. I heard also they're going to use heavy water. They're using heavy water experiments for medical conditions such as, that's what I heard. I don't know, they're like using it for, I guess they use it for instruments like when they're, I don't know. Guess what they're using? They're trying to figure out they can use it for your bone mass or something. Did you hear anything about that, Mike?
No, but I haven't looked. It's certainly entirely possible. I mean, you're not going to want tritium introduced into your body. But as far as deuterium, I mean, deuterium does occur naturally. The earliest source of deuterium were giant centrifuge arrays, similar to what they used to refine uranium. And because a water molecule with deuterium is slightly heavier than regular water, again, why they call it heavy water, and it could be separated out with ranks of centrifuges.
Okay, cool. Mike, did the Nazis ever get a hold of heavy water? They never were able to grab it, get it, were they?
I don't know how much progress they made on the heavy water. It was proceeding in parallel with nuclear development. But as far as I can tell, Germany was starting to look at the development of a nuclear weapon. They'd caught wind that the U.S. was working on such a device, and they tried to catch up, but the war was over before they could get it working. You know, like the V-10, the follow-on to the V-2 rocket was the V-10.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I saw something really interesting. Again, I watched it. I must have saved it. I saw it. You ever see the footage they have of the submarine the Germans had, and they it actually got wrecked on the off the coast of the Dry Tortugas?
Yes.
Like, that was amazing, that sub they built. Okay. Way ahead of time, that sub.
All right, Tom, we got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252.
you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show here. We have some open lines, 512-248-8252. We're finishing up with Tom in Florida. And Tom, take it away.
Yeah, Mike, I'll make it real quickly, briefly. I need to get another call. But, Mike, first off, I don't know if you saw the news today, but the Republicans now are going to go after Hunter Biden. There's going to be a big shoe to drop with this laptop. I believe the FBI's complaint. I think this is going to be ignite a firestorm like this thing with the CBT or the Bitcoin, the currency. Yeah, that's going to be another shoe to drop. But, Mike, here's another shoe to drop that I just found out is happening in Florida here. Congressman Brian Donalds, I believe, is proposing a bill to him and Kate Kamak, and I believe a couple other congressmen. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene might be on it. They are going to write articles of impeachment, from what I'm hearing, against Joe Biden for the illegal immigration in this country. That was breaking on the news today. There's going to be articles of impeachment against Biden coming down for allowing the border to be breached. And what's the guy's name? The guy, Markakis, whatever?
I'm sorry, which guy are you talking about?
The guy that's running the border right now.
Mayorkas.
Yes. I hear he will be impeached probably. They're going to have articles against him within the next 21 days. He'll be impeached out of there. So here in Florida, the congressmen are on the move to really shake up the Congress. So we'll see how it plays out. I think it's going to be very
really have any power until, you know, January of next year, because that's when the new Congress seats. And between now and then, we can count on the current Democrat-controlled Congress to just get into a lot of mischief.
You got it. You got it. And I believe, like you said, on January, the first month of January, the end of January is going to be explosive, because there are going to be a lot of shoes dropping. I believe a lot of heads are going to roll. And I believe this is going to be for real, because I believe McCarthy's feet are going to be put to the fire if he doesn't do something immediately with this border, with this inflation and all this other nonsense that's going on. There's no need for this nonsense. And, you know, Mike, I got to talk one more thing. This guy, this schmuck in New York, I don't know if you know about this guy, Alec Berenson. Did you see what he did, Mike?
No, I did not.
Well, he was he was good with the COVID situation and all that. Now he said he can't vote for a guy like President Trump because Trump's too boisterous. I'm like, wait a minute. What about your beady president? You got Biden right now. This guy's more boisterous than Donald Trump. Donald Trump never goes around saying he's going to beat up this guy, beat up that guy, corn pop and all that. But this guy, now we found out this guy's a Zog agent. He lives in New York. He worked for the New York, I believe it was the New York Times at one time.
Calm down. Slow down a little bit. Okay. Go ahead.
I just think the guy's going off the chain, by lying now, because he's on Fox News and he's saying, well, I can never vote for Trump. And then you got this, these other characters. So now, you know, they're like, I don't know. The Republican Party, Mike, to me, has all been phony in there. You know, I think the whole party's been taken over by the Jeb Bushes of the world. And that's shameful.
It may well have been. Like I said, I cannot figure out why the Republican Party doesn't have the spine to stand up and say, look, there is election fraud in this country. And, I don't know why Carrie Lake is saying that's what's going on. Donald Trump is saying that's what's going on. And for me, that's going to be a major litmus test moving toward 2024. Anybody who is out there saying there's no such thing as election fraud, they're not going to get my vote.
Well, you know, Mike, they got Carrie Lake right now at 15,340 some votes now. Shy, she's almost at the 15,000 threshold, but she's still not there. So they're going to steal this from her. I really believe they're going to steal it from her.
Well,
Mike,
she's already pulling together a legal team. She's not going to go without a fight.
Yeah, let's pray for that. And I pray for her, because she was a really great candidate. And what they've done to her is just shameful. It absolutely is shameful, but. You know, Mike, it is what it is. I mean, like you said, it's all about the voting, the fraud. It's all about the election fraud, Mike. Florida got it right because of the hanging chad. We counted our votes in 5 hours. The vote was counted for millions of votes. And there's no need. The whole country should go after the model of Florida. How this should be over the same night. And you know who the winners are and the losers are. It's shameful what they're doing in these other states.
Well,
Mike,
the defense contractors
really
win no matter which party gets into power.
Yep. Well, that's what what was Stalin's famous saying? It's not who votes, but who counts the votes.
Yeah, people who vote decide nothing. People who count the votes decide everything. And we have seen that come to the United States of America. And you can count me very much in that 57% of Americans who are aware that there is cheating going on in our elections.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for taking my call, Mike. Have a great night. Thank you, sir. Great day.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Here, we're coming up on another break here. I've got callers on the line, 512-248-8252. And rather than cut off a caller, I'm going to slip a little bit of news in here. Right now, they're trying to sort of fan up as a hot news item that the Senate is going to vote on the Democrats' same-sex marriage bill. And I don't know, I thought this issue had kind of been resolved already, but they're trying to make a big, big deal out of it. And, let's get everybody riled on up about how terrible gay marriage is and so forth and so on. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Kelly in Bastrop. Kelly, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Your comments. Yeah, I was interested to hear your comments about deuterium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, way back in our geochem labs, we could fashion enough. If you can get enough deuterium-enriched water, and it mm-hmm. takes a lot to do that. It takes a lot of effort to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You could freeze the water. You get ice cubes.
Right? Yes.
And if you put the ice, drop the ice cubes in water, they'll sink right to the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, there could be all kinds of heavy water ice all over the floor of the Arctic abyssal plain.
There could be, but the reason is that the addition of that neutron adds a great deal of mass to the hydrogen, and so that greater mass compared with the mass of water, which is enriched in protium, is such that it's going to sink.
Yes.
Anyway, we used to do it, and then we'd show the students in the lab, this is water, and here's an ice cube, is it going to sink or swim? It sank to the bottom of the container. But anyway, it's amazing the things you can do in chemistry.
Oh,
and in
yeah.
geochemistry especially. Anyway, deuterium is very important because it's a moderator of nuclear reactions.
Yes, it is.
And that's why they use it in reactors. So it's important to control that neutron flux in reactors, otherwise things might spin out of control. So it's an important element. It's very rare in nature. It's yes. much, much rarer in nature than protium. But we can measure it quite easily with mass spectrometers, and it's an invaluable element for groundwater research, for example. I've done work extensively with deuterium and tritium in my own research over time. Deuterium is just an interesting element. I just want to let you know that what a geochemist with nothing on his hand but time can do if he's got enough deuterium enriched water. I've done it before.
Well, I'm looking at an article here, getting on back to the fact that it has medical uses. Apparently, it is used in pharmacology because drugs that are made with heavy water will behave differently than the same drugs made with regular water.
Oh yeah, I can believe that. Again, that extra mass is going to create some interesting, give it some interesting properties that mm-hmm. regular water wouldn't have, and so I think maybe the absorptive capacity might be different. I've not gotten into medical uses of deuterium, but I know that there are many and they're very useful. So that's all I got to tell you, Mike.
Thank you very much for the input there. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. I want to direct everybody's attention to the front page of InfoWars. InfoWars is breaking that voter mules have been caught on camera in Maricopa County, should void Arizona election. Now, basically, I had seen a little bit of it. There is a gentleman, I don't know if you've heard of him, or any of you guys in this audience have heard of him, because he's pretty young. He's probably about 35. His name is Matt Baker. He's a pro-freedom, pro-human advocate, activist, and sometimes he's a West Coast correspondent for InfoWars. He's famous for, you know, going to these city and county government things and protesting the mask mandates, the vaccines and the lockdowns and whatnot. Well, basically, he's asking Alex Jones, dude, to come to Arizona, because Friday, after, you know, the city hall closes and whatnot, there's going to be a protest. It's starting now. People are okay. Tired of it. And with Alex Jones showing the proof, dude, of people going up to ballot boxes with big envelopes and stuffing in Maricopa County. And Carrie Lake is on the internet, dude, asking people, dude, to come and things like that. We might see something big this weekend, you guys. I just wanted to make you guys aware.
Well, you know, I'd like to see the same thing happen here that's going on in Brazil, which, you know, it's peaceful, but it is massive. And it's sending a message to the vote riggers that they're not getting away with this stuff anymore.
And then also in Texas, in Republic Broadcasting territory, a man had gone to the Harris County, city government meeting, dude, and basically accused the city government, dude, of voter fraud and things
Excuse
like
me.
That.
Excuse me a second. There we go. I'm sorry. I was looking at something and the sound leaked over. I'm at the InfoWars website right now.
Yep, right on the front page, breaking. Voter mules caught on camera in Maricopa County. And if you watch the... I've already seen it already on another channel, but they were sitting there showing people, you know, driving up, dude, to the ballot boxes with big envelopes, dude, and stuffing them in. So, you know, this is going to gain ground. People are angry. There is a younger movement, you know, going... And I don't know if it's just teenage angst or anything like that. I mean, because I'm 38 and I'm just sitting here looking at this, but at least somebody's trying to do something. And as for, you know, yesterday, you know, as it pertains to why, you know, we should go Trump over DeSantis, here's another thing that I want to leave you guys with. You know, no one can handle the globalists like Trump. You know, another 4 years of Trump prepares DeSantis and puts him in more shallow waters. If any of you people remember, you know, Trump got on a helicopter and he went to Davos, Switzerland, and he flat out told all of these people, dude, that are creating all the conflict, because you got to understand, dude, that the Republican Party and the Democrat Party are the uniparty. And
yes.
They wouldn't be fighting so hard, dude, against Trump, dude, if they didn't, you know, think, dude, that, you know, that he wasn't a threat to them. Donald Trump went to Davos, Switzerland, told Klaus Schwab and all these people, dude, who are at the COP21, you know, who want to sit here and take our rights, create, you know, the vaccine ID and the cashless system, the mark of the beast, slave system, Donald Trump was the only one that would sit there and tell them, dude, that we would never have socialism in America. The only person with the heart, the financial resources, because, you know, they're going to give DeSantis money and things like that. But, you know, he's owned by them, you know, once that happens and things like that. I mean, a lot of us, dude, bought into Donald Trump, dude, because he has his own money, dude, and things like that. They wouldn't be fighting him so hard if it wasn't for that. You know, Donald Trump, dude, makes it possible, dude, for, you know, us to kill the 16-year plan. Do any of you know what the 16-year plan was? I mean, the 16-year plan was to deindustrialize America and enslave the people. And they've been talking about it, and Trump was the gave us a reprieve for 4 years from that, regardless of this fact. You know, I'm willing to sit here and hope, dude, that, you know, my freedom will supersede, you know, a vaccine mandate. So, you know, I'm kind of over it. You know, I understand what you were saying, you know, Mr. Rivero. But, you know, in the long scheme of things, you know, the 16-year plan was to turn this country into total, third world nature. And it's being done by both Democrats and Republicans. And this whole idea, dude, of, that we're going to get on, you know, Katie Hobbs, you know, about being the secretary and all that stuff. We still have rhinos to deal with. I mean, the Governor Kemp, dude, was the secretary of state, you know, and they did the same thing. So this is a tit for a tat, dude. It's the establishment Republicans, because Kemp was an establishment Republican. Now Katie Hobbs did. We showed the Democrats how to do it. Now they're going to do it. And things like that, man. We need to get rid of the scum in the Republican Party, and Trump needs to find himself people have skin in the game, you know, next to him. And I'm hoping, dude, that this rally in Arizona, dude, raises the attention to everybody around the country. Have a great afternoon.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And yeah, I'm looking at this. I'm going back to the original source from the video. And what's really interesting is the people who shot this video, and I'm looking at a frame of it right now where there's this hand with a whole stack of ballots, dropping them into the box there, is a judge had actually ruled saying that nobody could take pictures or photos near the ballot drop boxes because it was considered voter intimidation. And this group went ahead and, risked going to jail to get this video evidence. But it's there, it's in black and white, and as soon as I'm off the show here, I will get it up at whatreallyhappened.com. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, just take the picture with a 300-millimeter lens. They'll never see you.
Yep.
But I like deuterium for doing fusion because with deuterium, it's stable. It's not radioactive. And actually, heavy water is rather plentiful. It's 1 in 5,000.
Yes.
So you have even, say, 10 to the 23 molecules of deuterium, you've got quite a bit of energy there. Now, when you
like I said, the fact that ice formed with heavy water sinks in regular water, and we could very easily, well, I don't know how it would handle salt water, because salt water is more dense. There could be harvestable, deuterium ice at the bottom of the Arctic abyssal plain.
Well, okay, and so now when you add that neutron to the hydrogen, what you've done is you've changed the hydrogen from a fermion to a boson.
Yes.
And now bosons all want to get into the same state, and you know that means they'll fuse.
Yes.
Which that ice down under wherever it is could be a bit of a hazard, but I don't know, God, maybe the centripetal force keeps it from collapsing, I don't know, but anyway, that's the beauty of deuterium, and you can buy it from outfits like Praxair. I tried to get a price in 2019, and they told me to go to hell. They said, no way you're getting this. So,
well, I know tritium is one of the most expensive substances on Earth. It's like $12,000 a gram. But again, it's very useful for a permanent illumination, gun sights, wristwatches, yeah, and things like that. In fact, if you ride on an airplane, you'll see that there are flashlights that are fastened to the bulkheads and dividers, yeah, and they all have a little red light on them. That's a tritium light, because nothing that happens to the airplane can turn it out. And if the power fails, they can still get to those flashlights.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about deuterium. Deuterium gas.
Okay.
All righty, I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. And I'm looking at this stuff for the voter fraud. This is, we got to make this a big, 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 big story. All right. Getting on back to the news here. The media is trying to fan up this whole gay marriage thing, and I thought it was all over and settled with, and, you know, we don't need to protect gay marriages and so forth and so on. And again, my attitude is, you know, live and let live. The only problem I have is indoctrinating young children that this may be a preferable lifestyle to them. And I know the common thought is people choose to be gay. I disagree with that. I think it's genetically mediated. And so, you know, it's not like their fault. You know, they're not doing anything wrong. You know, just leave them alone on that. But apparently the Mormon Church has come out in support of the bill to protect gay marriage. So, you know, good for them on that one. Meanwhile, down in Texas, a federal judge has ruled against the Biden administration's attempt to extend the Affordable Care Act's discrimination provisions to include gay and trans-identified people. And I'm not sure why that's an issue unless they're trying to have the Affordable Care Act pay for their puberty blockers and so forth and so on. Okay, we have a caller, Sherry, in Kansas. Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I remember people saying that there's been court decisions that say that if you're out in public, you have no expectation of privacy.
Yeah, that was basically established, you know, when the police were trying to say that you can't photograph or video them when they're, you know, beating up on somebody like that. But the court said that, yes, you have no expectation of privacy in public, and taking of pictures and videos is protected by the First Amendment. But there was a ruling by an Arizona judge saying that, no, you couldn't be near a ballot box because that was going to intimidate voters. And as the other caller said, you know, you got a 300-millimeter telephoto lens, you know, you can take pictures and they're not even going to know that you're there. And
how far away can you take a picture with that thing?
You know, probably a city block. And, you know,
and even in the dark?
Well, it depends on the f-stop on the lens and how sensitive your digital camera is. I'm rather amazed at some of the pictures I've gotten with my Canon. And I have a 300-millimeter lens. I also have a Celestron 5 telescope that's rigged to go onto the Canon. I get some amazing wildlife pictures with that.
Hmm. Well, just put it out there for people.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make a big deal about this.
So, okay, thanks, Mike.
All right. Lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, Project Veritas has scored again. And this is a follow-on to this story where the school director has been placed on leave because he was caught by a Project Veritas undercover video detailing that he had sexual fantasies about his minor students, and basically came on out saying, well, you know, the girls like to plop themselves down in the chair and spread their legs, and he couldn't help but, you know, look up and see the goodies and stuff like that. So it's kind of, and, you know, some of that does happen. I saw it when I was a teacher. It probably happens more now because of this sexualization of children, where they're being taught this kind of behavior is perfectly appropriate here. All right. Meanwhile, liberals are continuing to push for race-based admissions, and they may be headed for another major Supreme Court upset because affirmative action is now before the Supreme Court, And the liberals are really upset about it. You know, forget about meritocracy. Forget about the best students and the most talented people. You know, we want you to admit so many blacks and so many Hispanics and so many gay and so many transgender. And, you know, all those really clever, talented people, well, they can just go pound sand because they were born with the wrong skin color, which is discrimination, racism in reverse here. Biden administration is still pushing for the student loan bailout, and it has been found to be unconstitutional. The president does not, in fact, have the authority to simply write off those debts. That would take an act of Congress, which they may try and do in the coming weeks before they have to hand the House over to Republican control. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. Happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head.
And welcome back to our show here, final segment of our program today. We've had stories from all across the country about some very questionable books that are in public school libraries, books like Gender Queer, that are very graphic depictions of sexual activity, and the parents are very upset about it, and they'll go to the school board meetings, and the school board meetings will call the police to get rid of the parents, saying, we know what's best for your child to learn. You have nothing to say about it. Well, it turns out there's one group that's not as easy to shout down, because up in Michigan, there's this school district is now removing these pornographic books from the school libraries after the local Muslim community stood up and said, this is not acceptable. So good for them, and they got something done here. And again, I'm not a prude, far from it. You know, thank goodness I'm 70 years old. I did all the crazy stuff before the internet, and so you can't find any evidence. But I firmly believe parents should have a right to tell the schools, who are funded with the parents' tax money, you know, what the students should be taught and not taught here. All righty, and you know, parental rights are becoming one of the issues for 2024, and it's a question of, you know, medical and legal malpractice over parental rights. And Glenn Youngkin, was out there basically with his Virginia campaign. And this week, Representative Eric Swalwell weighed in this week, attacking parents, demanding more say in the education of their children. And the argument that he used is really ridiculous. He said that parents being in charge of their children's education is like putting patients in charge of their own surgeries or clients in charge of their own trials. Well, certainly, if you are arrested and go to court, you can serve as your own attorney. You're a fool if you do so. I firmly believe parents do have parental rights, and that's going to be an issue in 2024. Now, this one is kind of funny. Now the lottery system is being accused of being racist. Because they primarily sell their lottery tickets in, non-white communities to exploit them. And, it's not like these people are being forced to buy the tickets. You know, first of all, I don't fit into any of those groups like, you know, white, black, Mexican, whatever. I'm Heinz 57 variety. When I buy a lottery ticket, it's my free choice to do so. And, that's really the way it should be. And it shouldn't be turned into another one of these, oh, it's based on racism and so forth and so on. Okay, let's see what else is going on here. There's been another incident where environmental activists threw dye over Gustav Klimt's masterpiece at an Austrian museum, saying there can be no clean art with dirty money. Thankfully, again, the art was behind a piece of glass and was not really damaged. Latest research is showing that the Eastern Pacific Ocean is cooling. It is not warming. This one, why are the climate models wrong? Well, let's just accept they are wrong and go from there. All right, there's the music. Time for the show to be over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafin is on today, and I'm sure it'll be worth listening to. Please spread the word of publicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your help in these hard times. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile Oxy Silver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.